Hey, it's Caleb here, and you are listening to Pretty Bored. So, in this episode, as you probably know by the title, I'm just going to be scrolling through Twitter. I got my cool blue Gatorade, and I'm in the room outside, but now it has a ceiling fan, so it's not super hot while I'm recording. And so, you know, I just thought I'd scroll through Twitter and see what's on there. On my timeline, that's what it's called, right? Twitter feed or whatever. It's not a bunch of like political drama or crazy stuff like that. So if you're trying to get away from that, you're not going to find that here. I'm just going to look at, I have a lot of funny stuff on my Twitter. So, well, I think it's funny, but you probably won't. I don't know. A lot of Sims drama, which I think is the best. But yeah, so it's just going to be chill, and I'm just going to be scrolling through Twitter. So grab a drink, too. I don't know if you have cool blue Gatorade. It can be whatever. And let's get into it. I think I might tell you about my week. I think I'm just going to tell you my week up next, like right now, just to like get it out of the way so we can get into like the good stuff. Or maybe I'll do it as I'm scrolling through Twitter. I'm not sure yet. I don't know. So let's get into it. Let's just start scrolling. I already was going through Twitter a little bit because I thought I wanted to talk about some stuff that's happening with The Sims. But so I've already gone not too far down my homepage, but a little bit, so I'm just going to refresh here and see. You guys here, there's a Disney Plus ad, so it just made me think. They're showing Mulan, their new Mulan movie, the live-action one, on Disney Plus. Disney Plus is like $6.99 a month, but, excuse me, every time I record, I just have to burp. Constantly. Okay. They're putting Mulan on there in a new live action Mulan movie, but you gotta pay $30 to see it. And it's like, why would I watch that when I could watch the cartoon for, not for free, but for not $30? You know, it comes with my package. So I'm not sure about that. I don't know how much money they're going to make off of it. I mean, they're not going to like make $0, but I don't know if it's going to be as much as they expect. But there's also a new Muppet show. I like the Muppets. It's nice to see that they're still around. Let's see. My friend Jayla, shout out to Jayla. I don't think she listens to this podcast. She always retweets like, she retweets funny stuff. I like her tweets. They're funny. So shout out to Jayla if you're listening, but I don't know if you still are. It's just a lot of people. This is one tweet that says, maybe if men gaslight COVID, it would leave. Let's see. You can't tell me the moon landing was real if the moon landing, if the moon is still in the sky, it never landed. Do you guys think the moon landing was fake? I'm not sure. I don't know. I know there's like entire documentaries about how it's fake. But then there's like the Mythbusters video where, because everyone's thing is the shadows and the source of light. And I'm not sure. I don't know. Has anyone been on the moon since the moon landing? Or am I just dumb? Let me look that up. Who's been on the moon since the moon landing? Apollo 17? Is that the one that blew up? Well, people have been on the moon since after the moon landing, so. Okay. Is that the one that exploded? Oh, that was Apollo 13. Apollo 13 accident. The Apollo 13 malfunction was caused by an explosion and rupture of oxygen tank number 2 in the service module. The explosion ruptured a line or damaged a valve in the number 1 oxygen tank, causing it to lose oxygen rapidly. So they did they lose oxygen up there? Oh. The service module bay number 4 cover was blown off. All oxygen stores were lost within 3 hours, along with loss of water, electrical power, and use of the propulsion system. The oxygen tanks, this is on the NASA, nssdc.gsfc.nasa.gov. So I guess it's their official report. The oxygen tanks were highly insulated spherical tanks. That's crazy. I always heard about that, but I never really knew. I thought it never made it into space. But I guess it was already in space when the accident happened. Let's see. No, I am not smarter than a fifth grader, but I definitely can beat. Oh, okay. Okay. I'm going to tell you guys about the drama in the. I'm sorry. I just saw something really funny. I'm going to tell you about the drama in the Sims community. So currently, here we're going to get into all the tea. Currently, there is a campaign going, a movement. And people are really fed up with the Sims 4 in a lot of ways. But one thing that people are really angry about is the skin tones in the Sims 4. From the light skin tones that are really yellow and crazy looking to the darker skin tones for darker people that are like ashy and blue. They have like blue undertones. And so every time someone from The Sims or a Sim group posts a comment, they're like talking about something. All the comments say fix the skin tones. And it's really cool. I wish you guys could see it if you just go on The Sims on Twitter and look in the comments and you'll see it. It's the hand emojis going in a square from darkest all the way down to the center to like the lightest hands, and in the center it says fix the skin tones, hashtag EA listen. And so all the comments say that, and I think it is so funny because like The Sims will post it and they'll clearly skip over it. You know, they don't reply to any of those. So it'll be just a bunch of fix the skin tones and then one comment that's actually commenting on what The Sims said, and The Sims will respond to that. But they won't respond to any of the comments saying fix the skin tones. Well, obviously they won't. They've probably been told not to. But I just think that is so funny. It is. It really is. So That's the drama going on right now in the Sims community. I was thinking of myself starting like a Sims podcast to talk about Sims news and stuff, but I don't know if I have enough every week to talk about like that. You know, not it's not like drama every week kind of thing. So I think it maybe it'll just be like a little thing on this podcast where I talk about it. Because I think it's really funny. Because it's the Sims, you know, there's a lot of like crazy drama going on in other places. Not just drama, like actual real world problems. But then even in The Sims, people are angry. And it's such a lighthearted game. So I think it's kind of funny. Let's see, what else is this? There's a lot of weird stuff on my Twitter. Bretman Rock posted posted that he said, no offense to my siblings, but I would be the family wizard. But I'm definitely the family wizard. And I relate to that in every single way. I think in my family, I would be the family wizard because I'm dedicated to my studies. And, like, I would kill the wizard competition for sure. So, who in your family do you think would be the family wizard? I don't know. I think that, you know what's so funny looking here? Like, The Sims posts tweets about, you know, because there's the new Nifty Knitting Stuff Pack, which, okay. But, you know, it's cool. They post this black company that has their own knitting club. Oh, this black knitting club, okay. And they linked their website and everything. BGKC founders Sigamon Kaluje and Vea Korantang. Oh, so they must be. Okay. Wanted to create a safe and inclusive space for black women and female creatives to share their story and inspire each other through craft skills whilst equipping the next generation with a new skill. Check them out today. So, yeah, they're like supporting, you know, black female creatives. But they won't fix the ashy skin tones. And you know what I think? I've heard people say this, and they're like, they have to be working on it. They hear people saying it. It's the same thing with toddlers. When we didn't have toddlers in the game, everyone was saying, add toddlers, and no one in The Sims said anything about it, and then they released it. Probably because they're not allowed to. But, so they're probably not able to say, yeah, we're working on it. But it would be nice if they did. You know, and some people even say like add sliders instead of swatches, which would be helpful. So you could go anywhere in between on a spectrum of color instead of a defined swatch. But I don't know how they would do that. I guess it would be skin colored, but like lightest, darkest. I think they should do that instead of having color swatches that you have to pick. I think that it should be a slider. So hopefully they're working on it. They just can't say anything. And that's why they're not commenting on anyone's posts about it. But I think it's cool that everyone's commenting on it. Should I give her my number? Please. It's my friend. She said she has a new phone, so please DM me your number if you had mine. I don't know if she wants. I haven't talked to Dayla in a while, but maybe. I'll DM it, and then she, like, never adds it. She's like, oh, I didn't mean you. Is today Friday? Yeah, it is. Okay. So I had my third driving lesson today, and it was cool. I drove on the freeway again for the second time. Oh, actually, I drove on the freeway on Monday and Friday. So I had two lessons in 1 week, and I got on the freeway. And driving on the freeway is crazy because everything happens so fast. You have to go on, when you're going on the ramp to, like, go up to the freeway, you got to increase your speed all the way up to 65s. And then you have to look in your mirrors and look over your shoulder to see if it's safe to merge on. And that's scary. It is, because if there's a big truck or something, you got to decide, like, or a car or whatever, you got to be like, do I want to speed up and beat them? Or do I want to, am I going to have to slow down? Well, you can't, like, slow down, but wait for them to pass. And you got to do that, like, you know? So that's really challenging. But it's cool that I'm so close to being done with this stuff. And I like my lessons. My driving instructor is cool. I've been lucky with that one, but I'm ready to finally be done. It seems like all I do is driving. Like, all I do is, hey, mom, when do you have to go today? I can drive you. And then go to my lessons and then talk about driving. It's like all I do. Excuse me. Yeah, so I'm so close to being able to get my license. And then the DMV's open, so I'm going to schedule my appointment. It just has to be after my 6 month of holding my permit is up. And then I'll be able to drive on my own, by myself, once I get my license. However, well, it'll be a provisional license, which means I can only drive from 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. And I can't have minors in the car unless someone, I believe, 21 or older with a license is there with me, or is it 25? One of those. But once I turn 18, which will be like a couple months after I get my license, all of that goes away. And I'll be able to drive in the car, whoever. So I'll be able to drive with my friends. Now, that doesn't mean when I turn 18, I'll be able to drive around a whole, like, party bus of people. One, it's, we're in the, there's a virus going around, a deadly virus. But two, my parents wouldn't let me just, like, okay, mom, I'm going out with my friends. We'll pick them all up, you know. And I wouldn't want to do that either, because driving, for me, takes so much focus that I couldn't handle in my ears while I'm driving. But it'll be so cool to be able to, like, even before I turn 18, it'll be nice to be able to drive to a place on my own instead of having to get picked up by a friend. Like, you know, sometimes I want to go to Lemoore and see my friend Kayla. But all this time, she's come and picked me up, which has been awesome. But I would like to be able to drive there or pick her up one day and go somewhere without her having to use her gas. So that'll be cool to do. I'm excited. Wendy's has a Twitch. We like our streams the same way we like to make our hamburgers, better than anyone expects from a fast food. What? From a fast food what? From a fast food joint. And then someone replied, Burger King is better. And then Wendy's replied, at being worse. It's funny. Burger King's super shady. But they're not doing it as much now because of everything that's happening. Like, they were supposed to have, like, it was National Roast Day or something like that, that Wendy's does on Twitter, where they just roast people. but they didn't do it. So hopefully they bring it back one day. Because I want to see it. I want to see what it's like. Did I tell you guys I'm taking up photography? Well, you've been knew that. But we've been knew that. But my mom's letting me use this camera my dad bought her like way back in 2007. And I'm learning it, like how it works. I'm gonna get an SD card for it. All the SD cards my mom has for that camera. Well, I think it's because like she got it back then, and SD cards with like big amounts of storage weren't a thing really back then. So all of her cards are like 32 megabytes, 128 megabytes, 2 gigabytes, 8 gigabytes. And you know, pictures aren't that big. So that's a good amount of storage, but I don't want to have to worry about having to dump out my photos from my SD card all the time. So I had the 64 gigabyte SD card, but the camera just won't read it, and I don't know why. It's even been reformatted and everything, but you have to stick your SD card in the camera and then go to the settings and press format. But whenever I stick my card in the camera, it doesn't read it at all. It just says no card. So when I go to the settings and click on format, it can't, because it doesn't recognize any card in the camera, which sucks. So I think I'm going to go to Walmart and buy a new SD card and test it out. And if it doesn't work, we'll be able to take it back. Or maybe we'll go to Staples and ask for help or something like that. But yeah, I just saw this post from Polaroid. But yeah, I want to take photography. I love film photography. And Polaroids, and even not Polaroid, but like, you know, regular film. But it's expensive to take up, and I want to do it when I'm better at taking pictures, so I'm not just wasting film like I have done in the past. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be cool. So, I'm sorry, I was just looking at a picture. A lot of my Twitter is just pictures, so I can't really explain it to you guys. Carmen King says, something about having cramps before my period starts don't sit right with me. Someone replied, something about me just don't sit right with me. That's funny. I like those memes on Twitter people post where it's a picture of Nicki Minaj doing something, like turning to the side, and it'll be like, child, let me turn to the side and pretend I don't see that. I think it's funny. I don't know. Sometimes I say jokes and like people just don't get it. But it always makes me laugh. You ever make yourself laugh? Like, I was in the room watching the show on Netflix called Skin Decision. And it's these two plastic surgeons. And you know, they get their client and then they discuss whether one does surgical and then one does stuff with lasers and injections. And so, what was I trying to say? Oh, so the one who does surgery, she was like talking about facelifts. And she said facelifts have come a long way because back then, 20 whatever years ago, they would pull the skin tight. They would rely on the skin to make the tightening effect. But now you pull the muscle tight and then readjust the skin over that. And so that's where that thing comes where like you've seen. I'm sure you know the joke where people get a facelift and then they're like, I am smiling, but you can't really tell. And so I told a joke to myself. Like I put my hands on my face and I pulled back.
So I looked like I had like really bad facelift, and I was like, how do I look? And I sat there for like a minute just laughing. And yeah, I mean, it made me laugh. I thought it was so funny. I don't know. Sometimes I make myself laugh, and that's what matters. So I think that's it for Twitter. I expected there to be more. Honestly, it's lame. Am I still recording? Watch this recording. It's like stopped 15 minutes ago. That would suck. I'm just refreshing here. Nope, no one's tweeting anything new. All right, so that's that with Twitter. I was hoping there'd be a little more. Maybe after this break, we'll come back and I want to do something else online. So I'll see you after this break. If you listened to my last episode, I asked you guys to leave some voice messages. And so now I'm going to check and see if anyone... See, here it comes again. I always have to burp. Now I'm going to check and see if anyone left any voice messages for me. I hope. Let's see. Nope. No one left me any voice messages. So I wanted to let you guys know that if you download the Anchor app on your phone and you make an account, all you have to do is go to the Discover page and type in the name of my podcast, Pretty Bored, and it should come up. Click on it. And then it'll bring up my page. It'll have, you know, the description and then my episodes under it. And you'll see a section that says voice message. If you click on it, you tap on the mic to start recording. And you can leave a voice message for me and say something nice. Please. yeah, it's just something neat I want to try out and see what happens. Yeah, so just don't leave anything crazy or you will be reported. But no, I want to see. I want to hear from you guys. So this is day two, podcast two, me telling you. I don't know if I'll tell you again after this, but I'm telling you now. So I think you guys should leave me some voice messages because I think that'd be pretty neat. And I can add them in the episode too. So maybe you could get famous. Who knows? So yeah, make sure you guys check it out, please. If you want to, you don't have to, but it'd be really cool if you did. So that's it. So I just found out that Selena Gomez is back to acting. She's going to be on a show on Hulu. And I guess that's her first TV role since Wizards of Waverly Place. So I think that's really cool because... I'm excited for Selena Gomez. You know, I like her. She's cool. I've been the OG Selena Gomez stan. No, I'm just kidding. I don't stan people. Isn't stanning like bad? Isn't like a bad thing, right? I heard stans are crazy. I'm not sure. But I'm a fan of Selena Gomez. I like her, some of her music, and I like Wizards of Waverly Place a lot, so it's cool. Anyway, so let's see. Let's look. What now? I'm just on the internet. Where should I go? Cool math games? Is that still a thing? If so, we're gonna play some cool math games together. I hope I don't get like pop-ups. I don't remember this website having like bad stuff on it. Oh, you know what my favorite game for cool math games is Papa's Cupcakeria. And we'd always at school, Cool Math Games was blocked, so you'd always have to type in unblocked, and then like another website with it would come up. Okay, so let me plug in blocked. So let me go here, manage block sites from running Flash. How do I turn on Flash? Oh, ask first. Okay. And then refresh. Shout out to my AP Environmental Science teacher for teaching me how to enable Flash on my computer. Flash Player won't be supported after 2020, December 2020. Isn't that sad? So Cool Math Games isn't going to work anymore unless they update their website. I think that is so sad. Flash games are like my childhood. Used to play them all the time in elementary school. So is it not gonna load or... Oh, okay, here it goes. Oh, there's an ad. Let me make sure it's muted so I don't get in trouble. Okay. I get in trouble for playing Cool Math Games on here? Nah, I don't think so. I get sued by the makers of Cool Math Games. Flipline Studios. Okay. I heard you can add these games to your website. Like if you have a website, you can add them to it. I've seen that. Okay, I don't want to play this. It doesn't really translate well over a podcast. So, but I mean, there's nothing else on my Twitter, so what else am I supposed to do? Let's take some BuzzFeed quizzes. It's tried and true. Quizzes. I've done this before. In my last season. So let's see. Do you love the same Frozen songs as everyone else? Play a game of Would You Rather and discover your Patronus. Everyone has a Disney villain alter ego. Who's yours? Okay, I'm gonna play this one. Okay. By Gina Moore Barrett. Thank you for making this quiz. Okay. Which Disney villain are you? If you could be any of these animals, which would you be? A cat, a tiger, a raven, a fox, a lion, a snake, a wolf, a rabbit, an owl. I think I would be. I'd be a cat because then you can be in someone's house and just lay around all day. That's what I want. I want to be a cat. Okay. What is your greatest quality? I'm headstrong. I'm smart. I'm persuasive. I'm resilient. I'm ambitious. I'm patient. I'm honest. I'm disciplined. I'm creative. I'm patient. Very. And I'm not just saying that. I know that sounds a weird thing to say. I'm patient, but I gained a lot of patience. From being section leader last marching season, for sure. So, I think that's pretty good quality of mine. What's the best way to get back at an enemy? Expose them all over social media, destroy an object that belongs to them, show off about how great your life is and make sure they see it, blackmail them, emotionally manipulate someone they love, do some sort of voodoo and curse them, snitch on them to someone in authority, sabotage their food or something gross, poison them, but like obviously not to kill them. I do like some sort of voodoo curse, because that means that implies that I have magic, which means I'm probably a wizard, which means that I like being a wizard, so that's what I would do. What's a pet peeve of yours? Copycats, messy people, rudeness, invasions of space, personal space, attention seekers, incessant complaining, unreliable people, overly sensitive people, being interrupted. Well, I don't like rude people. But what really gets to me is incessant complaining. Continuing without pausing interruption. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that word. I looked it up. I didn't know what that word meant. Incessant complaining would be that for me. I can't take it. It's all over Twitter and I can't take it. It's annoying. Which of these situations would make you most jealous? Seeing your best friend make best friends with someone else? No, people can have friends other than you. Seeing your partner get close to someone you don't like. Being compared to someone who's ultra sensitive. Being compared to someone who's ultra attractive. Having someone do better than you in a competition. Watching someone be rewarded for something you don't think they deserve. Getting less attention than a sibling or family member. A close friend getting in a new relationship while you are still single. Making less money than a coworker. Watching someone's perfect life on social media. I don't get jealous like that. But I guess if I had to choose one of these, I guess it would be watching someone be rewarded for something you don't think they deserve, I guess. What accessory would you have if you were a villain? A cape, an evil bird, some sort of sketchy drink, a sketchy bit of food, a cauldron, a staff, a crystal ball, a sword, or a spell book? A staff. I'd have like a magic staff. I'd already know all my spells. Why would I need a spell book, you know? Definitely my magic staff. Which mystical power would you most like to have? Invisibility, eternal youth, eternal life, bring people back from the dead, superhuman strength, transform into another person, telepathy, predict the future, or mind control? That's a tough one. I wouldn't want to be young forever or live forever. Bringing people back from the dead is crazy. Superhuman strength, I mean, what really can you do with that? Transforming into another person, that's kind of neat. I don't know why you would want to, though. But I guess if you're an evil villain, you'd use it to, like, ruin their life. But I'm thinking me as just myself. Why would I want to transform, like, into another person? Is telepathy, predicting the future, and mind control? I guess I would have to go with... I don't know. Some of these seem kind of, like, creepy. I'm stuck between invisibility or transforming into another person. Because that'd be kind of funny. You could pull pranks on people, but that could be kind of weird. I'm going to go with invisibility. So I can go and like sync places really easily. Pick a weirdly ominous color. This weird red color. Oh, that's pretty ominous. I got Jafar, an evil sorcerer with the badass clothes to match. You're definitely Jafar. You know what? I like that. Because he's an evil sorcerer, which means he has magic powers. And, you know, I think that's cool. Okay, let's see. What else could I... Oops, that's Twitter. Let me go back. Okay. Stick one more quiz. Create a cottage to find out what Korean dish you are. Okay. Let's play date or dump, but only with guys named Mac. I bet we can guess if you're the oldest, youngest, or middle child. Probably not. How high can you climb? A lot of Disney stuff. Say yay or nay to these foods and we'll guess your age. Your personality is a distinct music style, whether you like it or not, but which one? Mm. Can you choose between these Nickelodeon, Disney, and Cartoon Network shows? Let's try this one. By Riley Golden. Recess or The Proud Family? The Proud Family. 54% chose Recess. I remember that show, but I don't remember watching it very much. Ooh, Rugrats or Hey Arnold? I'd have to say Rugrats. I like them both, but Rugrats holds a special place in my heart. 67%. Ed, Edd n Eddy or Dexter's Laboratory? I didn't really watch either of those as much, but I have to choose Ed, Edd n Eddy because I saw that more. And 70% of people chose Dexter's Laboratory. Lame. Kim Possible or Lizzie McGuire? I have seen both, but I know more of Kim Possible, so I'm going to choose that one. That got 55%. Zoe 101 or Victorious? Zoe 101, a classic. Yeah, 58%. Victorious is cool, but SpongeBob SquarePants or Danny Phantom? Ooh, well, everyone knows SpongeBob, but not everyone knows Danny Phantom, so I'd have to choose. Well, I really like SpongeBob, but I'm going to choose Danny Phantom. 77 chose SpongeBob. Okay, 77%. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends or Codename Kids Next Door? I've seen Codename Kids Next Door, but I liked Foster's better, so I'm going to choose that one. 52% agree with me. Samurai Jack or The Grim Adventures of Bill and Mandy? I never really watched Samurai Jack. I actually never seen it. But I have seen The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, so. Chowder, oh, that one was 73% of the votes for Billy and Mandy. Chowder or The Misadventures of Flapjack? Ooh, I remember watching Flapjack with my sister, Ashley. She liked the theme song, and the whale was funny, so I'm going to choose that one. Chowder is a good show, but Flapjack, I remember. Aw, 39%. Invader Zim or My Life as a Teenage Robot? That one there. I remember My Life as a Teenage Robot. I never watched Invader Zim before. And that was 63% for a Teenage Robot. That's So Raven or Hannah Montana? That's So Raven. I've seen Hannah Montana, but 52% agree with me. Avatar, The Last Airbender, or The Adventure of Korra? I never really watched either of those at all, but I guess I'll choose Avatar. So that got 91%. Dang. The Powderpuff Girls or Courage the Cowardly Dog? Courage. That show was, I guess, you know, I used to watch that show and think it was cool, but looking back on it now, there's a lot of, like, creepy episodes, but it's still a great show. 73% chose the Powerpuff Girls? I guess. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Wizards of Waverly Place. 100%. No question. 40%? Sweet Life of Zack and Cody wasn't all of that. Whatever. iCarly or Drake and Josh? Drake and Josh is a classic. But iCarly, I watched that show a lot more. They're both so funny, though. I'd have to go with iCarly. 50% got Drake and Josh. They're both really good shows. Adventure Time or Regular Show? I didn't watch Adventure Time like that. I didn't really care for it. So I'm going to choose Regular Show. I never finished Regular Show, though. Like, it had an ending. I never got to finish it, really. I remember a bunch of weird stuff was happening, but I didn't really follow along enough because I was just a kid. So 27% chose Regular Show compared to 73% of Adventure Time. Fairly Odd Parents or Jimmy Neutron? Jimmy Neutron, it's a classic. 19%, y'all are lame. Teen Titans versus Steven Universe. I personally watched Steven Universe more than Teen Titans, but I stopped watching during season 4, and looking at the show now, it got kind of bad towards the end. They just kept adding gems, and maybe it's just because I didn't follow along, but like eventually it just wasn't for me. But it is a good show, the first 4 seasons at least that I know of. 76 chose Teen Titans. I love the Teen Titans though. but I didn't watch that show as much. Phineas and Ferb or Gravity Falls? I'd have to go with Phineas and Ferb. I want to rewatch Gravity Falls. I've never seen that show all the way. I know that show was weird. It had like some weird Illuminati references, like subliminal messaging and stuff. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but it's like a good show altogether. But yeah, 75% chose Phineas and Ferb. And that was it. I like that one. That was interesting to see like what people liked. Should we do one more? I don't want to bore you guys with another quiz. All right, so that was that me taking BuzzFeed quizzes. You can never go wrong with those. If you're ever bored, there goes me having to burp again. If you're ever bored online and you don't know what to do with yourself, take some BuzzFeed quizzes. There are so many dumb BuzzFeed quizzes, like build this cottage and we'll tell you what Korean dish you are. Those aren't related in any way, but it's there. So there's a lot of dumb quizzes there that I think are fun to take. So yeah. So wrapping things up, let's give you my music recommendation of the week. So I've been looking at music again, trying to find new stuff. I'm making a playlist for one of my friends, so hopefully they like it. I wish all the music I know now, I could hear it again for the first time, because I listened to it so much, that's kind of like, yeah, it's good, but I wish I could hear it all again for the first time. Anyway, my music recommendation of the week is Cooks by Still Woozy. It's a really nice song, I like it. I know not everyone likes the music I listen to, the really music you can just like, you know, sit and chill out to. But I really like that kind of music. And not all my music is like that. You know, I have other types of songs. But these are the songs that I like to recommend, you know, because they're nice to just relax to. So after this podcast, I really recommend you listening to Cooks, C-O-O-K-S, by Still Woozy, W-O-O-Z-Y. And that is my music recommendation of the week. So I hope you guys had a good week. It's Friday when I'm recording this, so hopefully this week, it's August 7th, so the week of August 7th, I hope you guys had a good week, or it was okay, or it's getting better. You know, the weekend's coming up, so try to find something fun to do. I know I'm going to be trying to find a lot of fun things to do before school starts again. I start my distance learning next Wednesday, and I'm not ready, but I need to start, you know, getting my life together and making a schedule for myself. I want to get back into exercising, you know, because I stopped for a while because I didn't want to go outside. But, you know, I can jog in my neighborhood at a certain time. I can go and there's not a lot of people around. And yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what I can do before I'll be too busy to do anything. I don't think I'll be super busy. It's not like I'm going to school, but you know, it's senior year. It's crunch time, pretty much. But yeah, so I hope you guys had a good week or you're going to have a great weekend. And leave me a voice message if you want to. I think that'd be really cool to hear what you guys have to say. I have so many listeners from around the world. I don't know if they stuck around, but I know about 7-8% of my total listens are from Ireland. So person who's listening from Ireland, I know you're still listening because that percentage would have dropped by now. Send me a voice message. I want to hear what you guys think of the podcast or whatever. So I think that'd be really cool. But anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to me scroll through Twitter and take BuzzFeed quizzes. I had fun just, you know, chilling out online. Next week, I think maybe I'll read my book or I'll have someone on. I'm working that out right now, but you'll find out next week. So thank you guys so much for listening to what I have to say, taking the time out of your day to listen to what I have to say, and I'll talk to you guys next week. I'm definitely the family wizard. No question about it. I would win 100%.